written in chalk, the echo of Arthur Stace, explores the legend of the man who became Mr. Eternity and how that word ended up emblazoned across the Sydney Harbour Bridge at the turn of the millennium. This award-winning documentary is now available to watch in the free Vision app. Just tap the Watch tab and scroll to the Written in Chalk channel. If you don't have the Vision app on your phone or tablet, download it when you search Vision Christian Media in your app store. Or click the link at vision.org.au/app. Vision Watch. Vision Watch. Another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.
Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, DJ, we kick off Mondays the best way with our amazing chaplains, Mark and Cindy Kuyava.
Yeah, Mark, you're very self-controlled.
Without any music.
He did. He was very self-controlled today.
Which right is not before... like him, DJ. It's not like him.
I did the three right on.
Oh, you did too. Right. Ready? Are you doing your own Brekkie blessing intro?
I'm trying. I'm thinking about it. I think it'd be great. Okay. We need some sort of jingle.
We need a beat.
And then you just jump straight in.
That's it.
Brick it down.
Break it down for the bricky blessings.
That's it.
But anyway.
Very good. All right. I'll crank into it. Okay. So okay. Ephesians 2 verse 8, it says this: "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith." Hmm. "And this is not for yourselves, it is a gift of God." So it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God. So I'll just give a wee little part about my journey to Christ and just that grace of God that's over your life. I was backpacking through Europe and I was spending some time in between going from the UK to Germany where I had my job. And so I was doing a bit of a trip. So I left the shores of Dover and crossed over to Ostend. And then from there went up into Amsterdam to do the things that people do. You know, this is BC days. This is the way that I was before I came to Christ. Anyway, as the train ticket and I took the ferry across, I misread the train ticket. So I arrived at Ostend at 2:30 in the morning.
Whoa.
And my train to go on to the rest of my travels wasn't leaving until about 7:30. So here I was for 5 hours backpacking in probably the docks, the ferry areas of Ostend. A lot of homeless people, not really desirable place to be in. Anyway, I get in and decide, well, I'm just going to have a sleep. So I got in under one of those benches that they have in the train station.
Lovely.
Up against the wall. Slept in underneath there, pulled my sleeping bag above, up to my shoulders, whatever, and fell asleep. Now, to date, it's probably one of the best sleeps I've ever had in my life. Now, remember, this is BC days, all right? So God is there. I'm an old, I was brought up Catholic. He was there, but not sort of there, so it wasn't real in my life. But I had a wonderful sleep that night. That's one part I want to put into the story. Anyway, at about 7 o'clock in the morning, a homeless guy taps me underneath my bench, and in perfect English, and I'll explain more about that later, in perfect English he says, "Are you wanting to catch the train?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Well, I think your train is leaving." So anyway, I roll out, and as I roll out of the bench seat, he's completely gone before my eyes. Nobody's in the train station anywhere. And I go, rightio, BC days, so you know, I was in my right mind, I'll just leave it at that. And okay, that's fine, got on my travels, went away. Anyway, 2 years later I get saved, and 6 months later after that I go to Bible college. Another 3 months later after that I'm sitting in a class and we're doing angels and demons and being taught on that. And the scripture comes up, you entertain angels unaware.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God spoke to me and he said, "I looked after you in the train station."
Mm.
Now for me, I look back at that and then I remember, that's right, he spoke to me in perfect English. How did he even know that I spoke English? And then he disappeared before my eyes, and I remember I had one of the best sleeps I've ever had on my travels on that night under a train station floor. And then I think about Ephesians, you know, it's God's grace, because my heart sinks and I go, but God, you knew what I was doing. And I was mischievous the whole next 2 years after that, you know. Wow. And but God's grace was on it. It's like he held back eternity to say, you know, there's this one guy called Mark, and I want to get his heart. I want to get his heart. And so I just want to encourage everybody, wherever they are on their journey, if you're a seeker, if you've still got some questions about the Lord, if you're a seasoned person in the faith or somebody that picks up God whenever it's convenient for you, I just want to let you know God's grace is there and his hand is always on your life. And whether you know it or not, he is wooing you every moment of your day. And he goes to places where many of us would never, ever go so that he can win the lost.
Right.
And I'm one of those stories, and there are many others across our nation. And today, if you want Jesus in your heart, he's right there with an answer and a prayer. So be blessed, receive Christ into your life, and that grace, that it's got nothing to do with you at all. It's from him and it's free for you if you will respond.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.